It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Baby, when you talk like that.
560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Oh, I haven't seen you guys in such a long time.
You know, I'm really...
Did you make it through the floods?
You know, for a second, I thought I was not going to, but thank goodness my car isn't so close to the floor. I went through a brake hole yesterday.
Oof.
Yeah, it was pretty flooded.
Oof. I can't believe how flooded it got. It literally rained 30 minutes.
It's crazy. We're not cut out for this anymore down here.
I'm over it. I don't even know where that came from.
It was crazy.
Whatever. I got through it. That was it.
You guys, well, look, you know, you guys convinced me to go down. I appreciate it. And, you know, it was a great time.
And you know what? Minus one for you trying to say, oh, you don't have to go. It's too late. We all
minus
committed
one.
To it. Yeah, you didn't have to. I mean, like, you guys didn't have to go.
We committed to the drive.
It's Frog Boy's fault.
Frog.
Because he said, oh, well, I guess I'll go.
My fault.
Yeah, so blame him.
No you way. Started. Like, I'm like, wait. Well, who
I'm not blaming Marcos. He didn't say anything
that's
like
I'm
that.
I'm saying. I said I'm okay, but if you, because I love hanging out. You know what? My only crime was that I just love hanging out with you guys. You know, that just happens to be my only crime.
Really?
Minus one.
That's fair.
Minus one.
Lying.
And then you wouldn't let me have a little fun with it. It is not my fault somebody was wearing booty shorts and he was an old man.
Leroy.
Leroy, the thing is that you don't whisper. You don't whisper.
I did whisper
it. You use your inner voice.
Yeah, the acoustics in a gym are quite loud.
Yes.
Come on.
You can whisper on one end and it'll echo to the other side.
He knew he was wearing booty shorts.
They were quite high. They were hiked
snug.
Up. They were snug.
It's a different style from another place.
Still booty shorts. Call it like I see it.
I think the what saved us, JVig, is I don't think a lot of those people spoke English because they were from a lot of different European countries.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. He even mentioned some people like planned their vacation around this. That was crazy.
Yeah, there was a group. There was a little group when I was telling Marcos that he was trash.
Ah.
And I'm not sure if they were laughing at what I was telling Marcos or they were just laughing because we were loud.
We were loud.
Yeah.
I was whispering. I don't know.
No, Leroy. Front of the line heard you, buddy. Front of the line. I saw him kind of pull his pants down a little bit just to kind of, you know, make sure that you wouldn't
he
make
couldn't.
It. I kind of felt bad for the tour guide. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. How dare he have to deal with us?
Tour guides love other hobnobbers in a tour. It makes the tour more lively.
Yeah, no one was saying anything, you know, so I was answering questions wrong. I got the two-way question, right? That was pretty good, right? Remember that?
I don't remember that.
Had a good press conference. I remember the press conference. Good times. That was cool.
Did you feel back in your lava element?
I did. It was good. You know, I got to talk about my performance on the court that day. I had an audience in front of me. Good sound system they have there, too, as well as a tech guy. You know, good sound system they got.
Well.
The acoustics in the locker room, though.
Stop saying that.
Wait. First of all.
Minus one.
First of all.
It's not acoustics.
It's acoustics.
I've never heard. You're making it sound like a pool cue, like a cue stick. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You need to be more mature about this situation. It is acoustics.
You're trying to make this a scenario. You're trying to make this a You're trying to make this a scenario where you're right and you're not right.
Spell it.
I'm totally right.
Spell acoustic.
A-C. You're saying it wrong. A-C-O-U-S-T-I-C.
Okay, and the O-U.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's...
In what other situation?
If the U was just there by itself, then you'd be right.
No, I don't trust that. I don't trust that.
Oh, good.
Coupon.
Stop.
You guys say coupon?
Yes.
Yes.
So strange.
What are you, British?
All right, what are you? Okay.
I love the acoustics. Like, yeah.
Yes. When I'm on my phone, I download the app Groupion.
You're like, damn it, I've boxed myself in.
That was immediately when I saw that, and I was like, Groupon? Yeah, I guess that makes sense. And I was like, Groupion?
These were the free throws. JFig did everybody proud.
Yes, she did.
This is yesterday.
Want to make something that's over 10 feet, the ball must get to 10 feet.
Wow.
Wise words.
Wise words from a man who very poorly missed this. Look at that. Bounced. Had the ball for a long time. Able to warm up. Ooh.
Got that Giannis free throw percentage.
Here I go.
Didn't even hesitate.
Oh, let's go. Oh.
Bucket!
Oh. Sign her up. Look at her.
That was impressive.
Bucky.
Woo. Bucky.
That was beautiful.
How about that?
Here it goes. Whoa! Almost broke the backboard buddy. Oh, baby. Look at the four. Okay, gotta check the wind. You always gotta check the wind.
We gotta go 3 for 3.
We're checking the wind.
Come on, lava. It was windy.
Oh!
Get off my court.
It was windy.
Get off my court.
It's windy. It was windy.
Get off my court, you bum.
A little windy. By the way, I'm even more sold. You cannot make 10.
Why?
3-pointers.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
What do you think?
Did you hit the basket?
No, I didn't.
Did you?
No, it's this one.
It's that thumb.
This is the bad thumb. Well, no, this is
that
the
was
one
just
I
out of rhythm. That was cold. That was cold. It got in.
It is cold, right? It's a little windy. He's right.
I told you, top of the key. That's my spot.
That's not top of the key. That's a free throw.
No. But if I backed up, that's going in swish.
Swish. Oh my.
Sweet
God.
Music.
Swish.
And you say I'm the one that's talking. I'm the one that's not being loud. You three buffoons are.
You guys literally had the show. Post show.
We were the back of the tour, though. Like, you know, we have our own thing going on.
Back of the bus, you know? That's.
You should have got a picture of them hyenas that dude was wearing. That's what I call them.
That's what you call them?
Hyenas.
The English language just doesn't work with us.
Come on, dude.
Leroy, that was off left rim. There was no elevation on that.
None.
Wasn't good, man. Wasn't good.
All right.
Mine was obviously windy.
I feel more confident now in the 3-point contest.
No way.
Don't. Once I get a lather going.
Can we coordinate this? Do you think we misbehaved so bad at the tour they don't want us back? Because
possibly.
If there's a chance they can have us back, we need to coordinate this. I need to see this in action because I kind of think you're right. If you do back up to the 3, that's not going to hit backboard again.
He don't need a cheerleader. He don't need a cheerleader, Frog Boy.
Just saying.
See, he'll hit more threes, but I can hit 10.
Are you sure? Leroy will hit more threes?
Yeah,
he'll hit more. Once he gets a rhythm going, so. I know how he works. I'll hit 10. He says I can't hit 10. I'll hit 10.
My money's on Fig. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get this going, dude.
I don't know. That's a 3-point range is a long range for those tiny JFig legs.
Hey.
Yeah.
Why?
I think
why
shot.
Why are you going to make my legs? Okay.
Very far.
Shot number 26.
I know.
It's going to get rough.
It's going to get rough. I can do it.
I'm telling you. All right.
That's do you think they're glad we went on the tour?
No.
I think we kept it lively.
I think we did too.
Yeah.
We probably annoyed them a little bit, but.
But how about the lady that, like, when we first got in? No. No, sir.
She was not going to validate your part.
She was not. She was with us the whole time.
Yeah. You think that the front desk at the Heat arena is going to have the friendly faces? No, that's the Heat. Like, they're going to be like, what are you up to?
Do you want to intimidate you?
Yes.
What are you, a Knicks fan? Can't trust.
Look, hardest working.
And then the guy's like, I don't see it.
Hardest working, best conditioned front desk in all of the NBA. Good luck getting past them.
Yeah.
As they should be.
it's weird how you can go through five different doors for each room
mm-hmm.
and end up right where you came.
Yeah.
Where you left. Right?
Wasn't it what the Marcos called a circle?
Oh, life is like a circle. You know that?
Life what? Is like a circle.
Wow. Life is like
a circle. Yeah, as we were walking away. That's what he said.
Yeah, the acoustics in that room.
Hey, cut
really
it out.
Good. Really good.
Please stop. Please.
Really, really good.
Jenny Buckets, J-Fig, Steph Curry, walk away.
My thing was the confidence.
Just step right up there.
Easy
just
piece.
Just step right up there.
I like Leroy.
You saw that?
Leroy needed like 45 minutes to bounce the ball. He had to make sure he degraded everyone else in the room. He didn't even check the wind. What kind of weather guy was that?
Check the wind?
He checked the wind.
Yes, exactly. But
what happens when you're a show pony?
It was a swirling wind.
You don't make your shot.
Kickers understand.
Everybody knows when you want to make a free throw, you just shot intangibles.
Yeah, I should have. That was my fault. Actually, that was Leroy's first comment. As an intangible shot and miss, he's like, I thought all intangibles can make free throws. We're like,
there was a lot of intangibles misses, though.
Literally, I don't know if I saw anyone else make it. I think J-Fig was the first make, and we were at the back of the line. Pretty good.
Sneaky athletic guy.
She's lava material.
No. Well, speaking of the Heat, they got into a little beef yesterday.
Ooh.
They had to defend their honor because an organization got a little too cute with their schedule release, and the Heat didn't like it. Tell you about that next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Sorry, I just got distracted during the break. There's some breaking in UFC news. They have announced that Alex Pereira is going to return to the octagon in October in Salt Lake City, UFC 307. He's fighting Khalil Roundtree for the title, which... What?
Huh?
He's ranked 8th.
What are they just like out of contenders?
They have a very obvious contender in Magomed Ankalaev.
Ooh.
Dagestani. Really no weaknesses. Has had some boring fights, which is why Dana White's keeping him out of the championship. But he's very obviously the top guy to give the fight to.
See, that sucks. That sucks when... your style of fighting isn't entertaining enough to warrant a big fight, but you're good enough to warrant a big fight.
Like at that point,
you should be penalized for how you fight, though.
Here's my thing with this, right? So everybody wants to see a couple of things. They want to see either Pereira fight John Jones at heavyweight or see Pereira fight Tom Aspinall at heavyweight because he's kind of done everything there is to do. They all want to see him become the first guy to fight for 3 belts. Nobody's ever done that before. We've had champ. We never had a champ. And if you're going to have him fight the 8th guy in the light heavyweight division, just have him leave the light heavyweight division. You've run out of, if you're not going to give the guy who's deserving of it and you don't want him to fight him, then let him move on.
So if he moves up, does that guy then get the title?
He'd have to fight for it.
Right.
He'd have
so you're in the
it.
Same boat anyway, so you might as well just let him fight him.
I mean, look, it's a fire fight. Like, Khalil Roundtree is a fun fighter. It's going to be an entertaining bout, but it's such an obvious protect the champ from the wrestler move by them. So,
wrestlers do well, but they're not that entertaining.
No, they're not.
Very fair. It's just like, it takes 2 seconds, boom, boom, on the ground, and then you're like, boo!
I gotta tell you though, I'm looking at some of this. I'm trying to figure out what my action is for tomorrow. You know, we got some chili.
Hold on. I've been thinking about the action, right? I've been thinking about the action that we constantly talk about it in the show.
Yeah.
And no longer am I satisfied just going on an app and talking about what bets we're gonna do, like some delinquents, you know? I'm beyond that, dude.
How so?
I propose we do this like civilized gentlemen.
Okay. And ladies.
And ladies, of course, you know, we don't want
to. Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
You know, of course, we're always thinking about you. I'm just, you know, jealous that and, you made the basketball.
And puppies. Sure. And puppies.
Don't forget the pups. Okay. Anyone else? Leroy, you got anyone you want to bring?
Gotta make sure everyone is included, Marcos.
Everyone is included, Frog Boy.
You want Mima in this as well, since everyone wants it? I think it's time we legitimize what I'm referring to as these chili peppers. Even the basis of this no longer exists. We're not even allowed to use the chili pepper app anymore.
Of course, I thought they were back.
We got to use the Hard Rock bet because I don't know. I like the
Hard Rock app, though. It's pretty good.
Then again, I've never won a chili pepper, so I don't know if it's back officially because I always lose. But I think the only way we can bring ourselves to legitimize talking about chili peppers is obviously with an intro.
Be careful, though.
Why is it spicy?
Now we can talk about chili peppers, baby!
Wow! I feel like you just walked out of the kitchen with Betts on a sizzling plate.
Absolutely.
For some reason, this reminded me of the sizzle yesterday.
Wow! See
the sizzle.
Now we can talk about Betts. So, what's it looking like, man? What are these chili peppers saying to you?
Well. Here's the thing with this, man. It's a very even betting-wise main event coming up at UFC 305.
All right.
Israel Adesanya, Dricus du Plessis. Basically pick him. It's basically pick him. And the real question of this is, with these guys, DDP, who has looked very impressive. He has undefeated in the UFC.
All right.
Israel has taken some time off. Now he's back. Very emotional this week.
I still need to know why he was crying.
Izzy by decision, plus 260. Mm. Izzy by KO, plus 240.
Oh, wait.
Which, whoa. I'm like, what is that?
What is that,
like,
even?
That means they're probably thinking he's going to knock him out.
Because he's so emotional.
I don't know. DDP by decision is plus 400. DDP by KO, plus 325. Neither of these guys are going to submit anybody. That's not
chili pepper worthy.
It's not very chili pepper like.
That doesn't get things going. Do we need to combo something?
Unless we want to parlay.
Oh,
and we
put together
Israel Adesanya just by himself by victory.
All right.
And then we look with the, as Leroy would call, the dwarves.
Okay.
Steve Ercik, Astro Boy, takes on Kai Kara-France in a co-main event.
Oh, wow.
Steve Ercik just fought for the title, lost. Kind of moved onto the scene quick. Kai Kara-France has been around the flyweight division for a minute. He is a plus 140 underdog.
All right.
Ercik, he is the near minus 200 favorite. So if I had to get, we're talking little fellas.
Yep.
Going to go by decision. So if we can fatten it up a little bit and go Astro Boy by decision. Parlay it a little bit.
These are safe, though.
Add that onto a Wizzy. We're not getting crazy.
Come on now.
Right now, we're at plus 300. We just need Astro Boy to win by decision. Flyweights always go to decision.
So he can do
and
that.
We need Izzy to win.
If one of these little dudes knock the other little dude out, I'm going to be.
Then we go to the third fight up, Leroy.
Oh, yeah.
Ortiz Gamrot is a heavy favorite. Minus 375 over Dan Hooker. Friend of the show.
We always got to go with the friend of the show, though.
Like, I got to go with Dan Hooker by dog because he was very polite and nice. Yes.
But hey, you know what they say.
Be careful, though. It's spicy.
That's what they say.
You know, these chili peppers, dude.
Wow, look at that draw.
Friend of the show. You get caught up with these chili pepper traps. And then all of a sudden,
don't be greedy.
You're betting on your friends.
I'm just picking them by to win.
Because here's the thing. Tobin's going to keep going until it says plus 8,000.
No, that's not true.
You wonder why he didn't win.
No, it's good, though. No, it's good. It's good value.
We're just going to do just a little main card parlay.
Yeah, it's good value.
Just a little main card parlay.
So we're going to take the dog, the hometown, well, kind of hometown. It's New Zealand, not Australia. But we're going to take him, you know, boost things up, take a win. Now we're at plus 1376. All we need is Israel Adesanya to win, Dan Hooker to win.
Friend of the show.
And Steve Ercik to win by decision.
Yeah.
Then we get to the heavyweight showdown.
You know they don't knock people out, so decision is a good call. I'm comfortable with that.
We go Jarzinho Rosenstrike.
Oh, that's a good name. That is a good name.
And the Shoey Man, Tai Tuivasa. Now, here's the thing. Tai Tuivasa is plus 175. Yeah. Rosenstrike is minus 230. Tai Tuivasa is halfway to a Tony Ferguson. That means he's lost four straight.
Yeah. You can't just make that. What do you mean a Tony?
That's what I have dubbed that. A Tony Ferguson's loser. You lose eight straight. That's a Tony Ferguson.
He's a Hall of Fame fighter, potentially.
Well, he may have fought his way out of the Hall of Fame these last eight fights.
All right. Fair enough.
Jarzinho Rosenstrike, Tai Tuivasa. This one feels like it has to end in knockout.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two heavyweights going at it. Rosenstrike is on a little bit of a roll, but he's not a world beater.
Hmm.
If Tai Tuivasa loses this fight, basically out of the UFC.
Whoa. So there's a lot on the line.
You gotta feel like there's some Australian power that's going on here.
Wow.
So, if we're gonna take it, we're gonna take Tai Tuivasa for the win.
Okay, this is just win. But it has to be knockout, though, doesn't it?
One would think it has to be knockout. And him by KO is plus 240. So if we add that into our parlay,
yeah,
we're now looking at plus 4,900.
Whoa! And you wonder,
why is it spicy?
That's why, dude.
What?
That's why.
But, Marcos, you have to ask yourself,
yeah,
what if they did get past round one?
Oh, okay.
Then all of a sudden, are we too exhausted to go get the win? And so if you have the hometown rub, Tai Tuivasa by decision is plus 1,100.
Whoa! I didn't know.
So if we were to add that onto our parlay instead, we would get a whopping plus 17,000.
Whoa! That's value right there.
Be careful. What did I tell you? He going to keep going until it says plus 10,000.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
First of all, you know there ain't no way in hell Tai Tuivasa is going the distance.
When the hell is the last time Tai Tuivasa won a fight by decision?
Yo, but never. His back is against the wall
because if he gets that exhausted, he get knocked out.
Let's see. He's lost four straight. Wins by decision in his life. One.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And that's why you get to 11,000, 17,000.
17,000, though.
No, it's a knockout.
Smackaroos. That's...
Stay with the knockout.
All right, fine.
Oh, come on.
I mean, that's come just on. Like...
He's right. When you're right, you're right.
Stay with
Maybe the we. You know what? What if we just take...
Oh!
What if we just take the fight to end by knockout?
Oh, and you can't. Okay. All right. All right.
It's spicy.
What?
I'm interested.
Nah, I can't get anything on that.
Oh, okay.
Well, Rosenstrike by decision, though.
Rosenstrike? How many decisions has he won?
Rosenstrike, I feel like he's gone the distance more.
Seems like he would have. He's not like a gimmick.
He has a whopping one win in his career by decision.
All right.
This is not going decision.
However, he has lost two decisions. So he has gone to the cards more times than Tai Tuivasa.
Wow.
Interesting.
Never know.
Now, what if I add this with a Julian Hill tight end
touchdown? Oh! Man, it's got maybe a Jalen ride over. How many yards do they have?
All right. I'm going to go... For realsies,
yeah.
I'm going to go Rosenstrike by KO. Sorry, Shoey Man.
Shoey Man.
So we're going to go Rosenstrike KO.
Okay.
Dan Hooker to win.
All right.
Ursig to win by decision. And Adesanya to win. Money line. Plus 2,200, Marcos.
It's spicy.
Not nothing.
I'll take that.
Not nothing.
We're rich, Leroy, baby.
Am I being more reasonable now?
Not really, but okay.
We're rolling in the dough, baby. We're rolling in the dough. Can't wait. Cannot wait to come back on Monday. A rich man. Empanadas on your boy.
But here's the other thing. We also have to look at another fight that kind of interests me. So you have this Carlos Prates who, you know, he's on a long win streak, like 11 fights in a row.
He's won 11 in a row?
He's fighting Li Jingliang.
Oh.
They call him the Leech.
They call him the Leech.
No, he literally is called the Leech. I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
Now, some may say the Leech is a little long in the tooth, but knockout artist. And in a game like this, anything can happen. So, to open up the main card, what if we took Li Jingliang?
Wow, that's
close to Sweden. If you're feeling bold, what if we take Li Jingliang by knockout? A little sweetener on top of our parlay.
Whoa.
+650
knockout
on top of our parlay.
You think? Okay.
And then guess what we're back to, Marcos?
What are we back to?
+17,000.
Whoa!
And if you're not convinced, did you know that once Li Jingliang interviewed Jimmy Butler in China?
Look at that. Hey, look at that.
He's kind of part of Chinese First Take.
Heat culture. Heat lifer?
No.
Okay. I'm just sorry. I thought we were throwing that out there.
You just keep going until, like,
Just a little sweetener. Li Jingliang by KO.
A little sweetener.
Rosenstrike by KO.
Yeah.
Dan Hooker on the money line. Steve Ursic by decision. And Adesanya on the money line. Honestly, the one I'm scared of the most is Dan Hooker.
Really?
Because I'm just taking that for feelings. Wow. I guess I'm technically taking Leech for feelings, too.
Yeah.
Because he one-time interviewed Jimmy Butler. But he's also a knockout artist. He's a live wire.
But 11
he's
fights?
A live wire.
You think he's going to stop an 11-fight streak with a knockout?
Well, I don't know if Prates is ready for this, though. Like, he's getting in there with a bad man. He's getting in there with a vet. You know? It's not like this guy's never lost. He just hasn't lost in 11 fights.
How old is long in the tooth? You know? Because
36.
Didn't you say the other day that for
35
fighters, 35 on the way down?
For a title.
Okay. This guy's got caveats.
For a title.
Why is it spicy?
By the way, I had spicy Sprite the other day from Burger King. What are we doing?
I don't like that.
What the hell are we doing?
First of all, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Strange.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's just like when... Who's the icy plate? No, down the street from our house. It's the little burger place down the street from where we used to work. Sonic. Wow. Remember they had the pickle slushy?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
or Mark Light shake, sometimes with some crazy flavors. But yeah, spicy Sprite. No. Strange.
Pickle slushy, dude.
Yeah, delicious.
Gross. Did it quench your thirst?
I didn't
the
drink
spicy
it.
Sprite.
You know who liked it? Alana.
Yeah. Gross.
Alana's a very interesting person. I love her. Yeah. But I was talking about Marcos, the Sprite.
No, it never really quenched my thirst. I was always like, okay, well, like, there was liquid in my mouth, but I'm still dying right now. What is this?
Yeah, that's like like the bum-ass warm water Tobin got me.
Not spicy.
Not spicy.
Yeah.
Also didn't quench my thirst.
Did yours have ice cubes, Marcos?
It did. And it was like cherry flavored. So I thought like when they said spicy, it just was an adjective they used because they ran out of wow words for strawberry. I was like, oh, spicy strawberry.
Oh, wait. It was strawberry Sprite spicy.
It was spicy, dude. But like not because, you know, a hot sauce will have vinegar. So you have flavor of spice. No, this was as if they put crushed red pepper inside of my Sprite. It just was like spice. It was so strange.
I'm just like, what made you, like, I would like to know.
Did you finish it?
No.
I would like to know.
Yeah.
What decision process you used to say you're going to run with the spicy Sprite?
I mean, I can tell you. I have audio from me in the drive-thru. This was me.
Be careful, though. It's spicy.
Yeah, still ordered it. I don't know. I really like certain things.
Like, you know what? When friends tell you, listen, you're going to, before you make a comment, just try it. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah. No, this is not one of those cases.
I just take Dan Hooker by decision.
Ooh, all right. We still got value?
I'm switching him out for win by decision. Plus 32,500.
So that means they're telling you Hooker's going to get knocked out.
Obviously Hooker's the biggest underdog on the card. So like this is why we're getting paid off
on the card. Damn.
On the main card.
Friend of the show, man. You got to go with the friend of the show clause. It outweighs everything.
Interesting. Speaking of spicy, by the way, if you want to keep things spicy in the bedroom, ladies and gentlemen, wait into the weekend. And if you're planning to get lucky, you want to do it to the fullest. You don't want to be lacking confidence. Don't treat the sheets like a preseason game. You don't want to fumble about like you're about to get cut. You want to ensure your place on the roster and bring it every single time. That's why you want to try Blue Chew. That'll keep it spicy, Marcos. Can I have that spicy? That spicy? Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. And speaking of flavors, they got mint flavors.
And do it.
Whoa. Yep.
They got mint flavors. So you can keep fresh as well.
Wow.
And here's a special deal for our listeners. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY.
Yeah.
You go to checkout. All you do is paying $5 for shipping. But you go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY. That's all one word. And you receive your first month of Blue Chew for free. That's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY for a month free. That is for our listeners here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Don't be a teaser horse, all right? You want to be a real thoroughbred. Get out there. That's BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com.
Rosa Parks.
I didn't get it off.
Rosa Parks. That's the name of the song.
Your humming just gets better and better.
It really is good. It really is a delight.
It was a change up there for sure. Yeah.
Really is.
No worries.
Delight.
It's a change up and a mix up and a mixed bag.
You know, you think I'd have the bag. Do it again.
And a mixed bag.
Yeah.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today for us, Marcos?
I believe it was a great Mary J. Blige that said, "We don't need no hateration in this dancery." I believe that's what she said.
He's back to the humming.
And why do I bring up haters?
Why?
Got an interesting quote here from Raheem Mostert, old touchdown merchant. On the surface, it would seem like he's praising Dolphins rookie Jalen Wright.
Okay.
But I want you to listen to the quote and see if you hear what I hear.
Turned out a little slow, but I think that's just the rookie jitters, right? And then now his posture is all better. He's doing everything the right way. He's slowing the game down a little bit. I've been working with him, talking with him specifically, and understanding, each play. There's a certain focal point, where it be where you're lining up to the assignment, and then, you know, it's technique based, and everything that you practice in the practice, just to try to apply it in the game. And, you know, it was the first preseason game, and he did good. So I'm just excited for him to get another game under his belt to grow.
Can I just say this? I've helped young players, right? But here's what I made it a point never to do. Never to go on blast like I'm helping them. Like they got their own talent, right? If you're going to help somebody, just help them. You ain't got to go tell everybody how much you helping and mentoring them.
Wow.
You remember what just happened? Remember this happened between Chris Carter and Randy Moss?
You have mentioned this before, yes.
Yeah. But like, no, I'm not going to take away from a guy's talent that come in. I help him. I give him some pointers, but I don't need credit.
I do believe that earlier in the week, Jalen Wright did compare himself to Raheem. So maybe he is liking the friendship. I don't know.
But still, if I'm Raheem, I wouldn't go out there and tell everybody how much I'm helping him. Mm. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, little, it seems like
a little bit of fastest man in the room syndrome.
I don't know if it's a big deal or not, but I always cringe when veterans like let you know how much they're helping. Mm-hmm. Right? It seems kind of like
you got the football ick on Raheem Mostert.
No, I don't have
the ick. Leroy sees like, it, man. Us football people, we see it, dude.
I also said I don't know if it's a big deal. It just gives me like the cringe. Like when people say that. Like don't like if you helping somebody, you know what? It's like if somebody does you a solid and they go tell all your friends they did you a solid.
Yeah. Like, right.
Wait, did you help your boy or did you want the credit?
You know,
right? And that's what I'm saying. Like if you all on a team and you helping everybody, just help them. We don't need to know.
If you're out there saving the baby seals, I don't need you to put it on Instagram that you're cleaning the oil off.
Yeah. Right. Like yeah, like it's a, like yeah, man, dude, we can't like you can't just be a good person, right? Now everybody has to be a good person and it has to be acknowledged.
Mm.
Right?
Preach.
And so I question whether you're a good person or not if you got to show everybody how good you are.
Interesting.
Preach, wow, dude. You saw it, Leroy. I didn't even have to explain it to you.
It's a reality of life. Like, if you do somebody a solid, it just do them a solid. You ain't got to go tell everybody, oh, you look. It's like, oh, I got black friends. You know, right. I help people out, you know.
Dr. Toboggan says, hey, young fella, those shoulder pads are way too small. Leroy Horde in 1996.
Wow, you guys.
That's good.
Leroy doesn't like people inspiring others. Now, see, that's what he got out of that conversation. That's not what I said. You see what I'm saying? That's why I had a tough time kind of explaining it, because that's what people got out of that.
Rat bastards.
I understand. No, what you're
I completely get it. And he started off that statement with, he started off kind of slow. Everyone else has been praising him since day one. Preseason game one, first practice, he's been doing amazing. Of course, Raheem started off kind of slow. But because of me, look at him now. Yeah, buddy, we get it.
Wow.
We get it.
You're saying Raheem Mostert's being nefarious?
I don't know
what you call it.
Writing's on the wall, dude.
I just said, and that's why I said, I don't know if it's a big deal or not.
Well, we know what Pat Riley calls this.
What's that?
Smiling faces with hidden agendas.
Oh, yeah. There you go. He culture knows. Culture champ.
The two guys I had in my room, Eric Metcalf and Kevin Mack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then... And then I had another guy. And they would be on me all the time, right? But they would be on me, right? They didn't go out and tell everybody, oh, yeah, we helping them out. We talking to them. In fact, I was the one that said, yeah, they helped me out every day. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, like, I don't know. I just think we live in a world where are you doing something just because you're a good person? But you're doing something to look like a good person.
What else you got, Marcos, in the mix bag?
I got the number one most popular person in the world. And that is Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn.
Oh!
Yes, she is now under fire from a different kind of source, as now people are signing petitions. After being mocked and trolled online, Ray Gunn is now being accused of corruption and rigging the Paris Olympics.
I don't understand what the petitions are for. Yeah. She didn't win.
Yeah,
like I can't understand everybody.
They're saying she shouldn't have never been there.
Unethical conduct.
I get that, but like when you have a petition is to cause change.
Yes.
Too late.
The damage is done.
Remove her from the books.
Like, what is the kick her out of Australia?
Hey, and Marcos,
yeah,
in order to be removed from the book, you must be on the books.
Done. Right?
Just don't let her qualify again and call it a day.
She's not gonna qualify again.
More smart. She killed it.
it's, yeah, it actually is no
one. Who let her qualify in the beginning? And I know.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
Have you ever seen the person that she ran against and beat?
Yeah.
Was an actual break dancer? I'm like, who was judging this thing?
I get it, but it's not like this isn't a Romania, a USA situation where, like, the person who didn't go to the Olympics now has a chance at the bronze. Like, right, she finished last, and the Olympics are over, and it seems like breaking for the Olympics is over.
Yeah, she ruined it. She ruined the whole sport.
Wow. They should bring it back. I think they should bring it back.
But what did she save, Marcos?
By the way, they decided prior to this Olympic to not bring it back, just simply off of cost. The amount of songs they had to clear just costed too much for them to bring it back. Plus, I mean, you saw what happened. But anyway, this is her responding to the backlash.
As to the allegations and misinformation floating around, I'd like to ask everyone to please refer to the recent statement made by the AOC, as well as the posts on the Ausbreaking Instagram page, as well as the WDSF Breaking for Gold page. Bit of a fun fact for you. There are actually no points in breaking. If you want to see how the judges thought I compared to my opponents, you can actually see the comparison percentages across the five criteria on Olympics.com. All the results are there.
Mm. Oh, so there's no points.
Didgeridoo.
She's telling everyone to...
She sounds a lot younger than she is.
Does she?
Yeah.
Didn't notice.
Yeah,
I didn't expect you to
like her accent.
And yeah. And no way, shape, or form is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon a breakdance move.
Oh well, that's the kangaroo.
that's why
you guys keep changing the name to it.
Your signature move.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying, wait, so that's why breaking was because of music rights?
That's what they said, that it just costed too much. That they had decided it before the Olympics had even started.
Don't they have to do that for the floor routine too, though?
They use music? I didn't know if they use...
they use music.
Also, Simone Biles used Taylor Swift.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they do it in gymnastics.
They said so maybe there's just like a significant...
But I don't know if breaking has like a lot of remixes, so maybe it's like too many songs. I don't know.
It was 340, according to what I heard, but...
They got it. They paid $1 billion for the Olympics. They'll be all right.
That's true.
I mean, you got a lot of money from NBC. I think you could. I think you could spare a mil for the artists.
Yeah, I mean, if the best part is the person who lost, maybe it's probably best that it's not around.
Give us one more, Frog Boy.
All right, Teron Armstead spoke Moose. Recently. He said, "We got weapons everywhere, including the offensive line."
We got weapons. We have weapons all over the field, and we're not apologizing for it. I want all of them out there. We all be out there at the same time. And O-line, we're going to be a weapon for us, too. We're going to fly off the ball. We're going to move people and give those guys an opportunity to make plays. So you know about the two guys outside, as you should. You better game plan for those two. And the ones in the backfield and up front, we got to do our job, too, to allow them to get the ball in their hand with space, and they can make plays.
I mean, it doesn't have to fly off the ball. You know, take it easy, Teron. You know, just snap at a normal pace. You know, you go at a pace that's going to get you through 17. That's what I need you. I don't need you to fly anywhere. You're not a pterodactyl.
All right. Okay. I mean, we did have a offensive lineman do a cartwheel into the end zone one time, but, you know, I guess you could always keep
it. And we had an offensive lineman who went over the top. Four touchdown.
You guys talking about the same guy?
Same guy, man. Same guy.
That guy got $100 million.
Yeah, I know. He's gone now.
Wow.
Was that our biggest weapon on the offensive line? I guess we'll never know. Until Patrick Paul catches a touchdown. How much for Patrick Paul? Anytime touchdown, man. Maybe.
I wish. A little tight end action.
Well, you would have to see this, though.
Yeah, eligible receiver.
You know what that means?
That would be terrifying. Can we do that? I don't know what his hands are like.
They do it all the time, dude. Jumbo Elliott was my offensive guard, and he was a giant. He caught a touchdown pass against the Dolphins.
Oh,
Jumbo Elliott, 6'7".
And he wasn't even my biggest offensive lineman at Michigan. Greg Skrebnik.
The Scrubber.
They had to go weigh him in at a meat plant because our scale didn't go that high.
Greg Skrebsnik? How do I even spell that?
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.